Blog Talk Radio.
Greg Squirrel Show is on the air, and I just want to say, how's y'all doing? Hope everybody's having a good week so far. I am having a great week. The Hogs just looked totally awesome last night. I don't think I've seen Arkansas look better, and so we're going to be talking about that later through the day. We're going to be telling you about some big MMA events coming up. Coming up soon, we got one this Friday night, and then just got some stuff spread out throughout the week. So we are getting ready. Like I say, the weekend is here. I hope wherever you are, the weather is treating you good. I know we're still dealing with some cold temperatures. I haven't had any more snow here in Northwest Arkansas. I think it's all kind of been hitting most of us. So folks in Springfield, Joplin, Kansas City, St. Louis, up in those areas, I hope everybody's safe out there. If you don't have to drive, don't get out and do it, because I want to see everybody that listens to my show. I want to see them. I want to meet them in person at some point during 2015. The chat room is up and running. If you're listening on the computer today and you want to go on the chat room, make a comment, you will be recognized. You can go on my Facebook page, The Greg Squirrel Show, or you can go on my personal Facebook page, Gregory Squirrel, and leave your comments and messages there. Or if you want to call in, if there is something you want to talk about, 323-642-1128 is the phone number to call in. So it is all good today in the hood. I don't know about you folks, but I'm personally ready for it to start warming up, because I was working out in my garage, and I came across my golf clubs, and I don't know, it just kind of lit something under me. So I don't know. For a first day that it's decent, I may be paying a visit to the golf course. And I'll admit, you know, that was something me and my dad did together, and I'll be the first to admit that I haven't touched a golf club since my dad passed away. So at the time, I think that's something dad would want me to continue doing. So I definitely plan on the few weekends that I do have off, you will probably find me, unless I have a girlfriend at the time, which I am single. Hint, 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 hint. So, you know, on those few weekends, if I'm not DJing a wedding or DJing a party or announcing fights somewhere or playing with the band somewhere, you will probably find me on a golf course somewhere in this great country that we call America. Once again, 323-642-1128. We want to give a big shout out to Max Sunglasses. It's all about the high definition lenses. If you're interested in finding out more about Max Sunglasses, check out maxsunglasses.com, or you can get your Max Sunglasses for me. We're going to have a table set up at the Adrenaline Fight League Max Sunglasses, one of my sponsors, and that you know they've sent me some sunglasses to sell. I'm starting to run low on inventory, but we will have a table set up at the Adrenaline Fight League. So if anybody's interested in Max Sunglasses and the high definition lenses, I love them personally. They're probably some of the best sunglasses I've worn, and I've had Ray-Bans, I've had Oakleys, I've had some big name brands, but there's just something about these lenses and these sunglasses that I really like. So Max Sunglasses, proud supporter of the Greg Squirrel Show. Also want to say thank you to the Herbalife Nutrition family. No matter where you live in the world, I can say there is a Herbalife Nutrition Club somewhere. I know my friends up in Springfield, Missouri, getting ready to open one up there. So I'm excited about that. I've been, you know, I am a Herbalife health coach, among the many things that I do. And Herbalife's expanding. I mean, if you are interested in losing weight, getting healthy, getting energy, you definitely need to check out Herbalife. There's a lot of products out there, but how can you argue with a company that's been in business 35 years? We do close to $10 billion every year in business. So how can you argue with numbers like that? We also have the Herbalife 24 line. If you're an athlete looking for a better way, like the MMA fighters, I know they're constantly having to watch their weight and everything. Well, this is a good way to do it. You get more out of your workouts because they got several types of smoothies. You got your pre-workout smoothie, gives you more energy so you can get more into your workouts, go longer, push yourself harder. We got the recover smoothie that you take after your workout. Once again, keeps your energy, helps your body recover faster, soreness, all that stuff, helps cut down on the soreness. Now, we're not going to say it takes away all of it, but it helps take away a majority of it. And so if you're an athlete, plus the nice thing, a good thing about Herbalife products is there's no ingredients in them that are going to show up if you get popped on a drug test or anything. John Jones, I ain't gonna name names, but there's nothing on there that's gonna pop up negative on a drug test, so it's safe to use. You know, a lot of athletes are using it, and so like I say, if you're interested in finding more out about Herbalife, call me after we off the air, 479-236-1007, and we can check it out. I also want to say thank you to Cherokee Entertainment Mobile DJ Services. If you're needing a DJ for your upcoming event, whether it's weddings, birthday parties, Cherokee Entertainment offers karaoke. They have that going. If you're a fight promoter and you have an event coming up and you want to have a nice fighter entranceway with the lights and fog and all that stuff, check out Cherokee Entertainment Mobile DJ Services, 888-361-8725. They cover Arkansas, Oklahoma, Missouri, Iowa, Kansas, Tennessee, Louisiana, and Texas. So there you go. So give them folks a call if you have an event coming up. Once again, like I say, Moxie, the Herbalife Nutrition family, several locations throughout Northwest Arkansas. You got Moxie Nutrition in Lowell. You got Uptown Nutrition in Fayetteville, down off of Dixon Street, right across the street from George's Majestic Lounge. We got Nutrition Spot, Springdale, Arkansas. We have the one up in Rogers. They've recently moved, and I can't remember if they changed names. But Maddie, a sweet girl, and they can help you lose that weight, get healthy, gain energy, and you know, it's all Good stuff. All right. Let's get on with it. How about those Arkansas Razorbacks? Played the Missouri Tigers last night, and I think that was the most dominant performance against a good team. I think that was the most dominant performance I've seen out of Arkansas since Mike Anderson's been at Arkansas. And I was thinking about it this morning, and I was thinking, could Mike Anderson, has he been sandbagging a little, maybe, huh? Because Kentucky game is coming up. I can't remember if it's next week or the week after next, but the Arkansas-Kentucky game is coming up. Kentucky is undefeated, number one in the SEC. Arkansas is ranked number two in the SEC, and Arkansas is really in a good spot right now. When it comes to the SEC tournament, at the end of the season, Arkansas really got themselves in a good place. They're probably end up with the second seed, which is going to put them in that lower bracket. Opposite Kentucky will be in the upper bracket. Arkansas will be the number two seed in the lower bracket. And we could be seeing that again. Arkansas beat Kentucky twice last year. And I just think, could lightning strike twice? I think it can. I don't know if anybody remembers the game last year. Michael Qualls had a thunder dunk at the end of the game last season. Arkansas defeated Kentucky, and Kentucky went on to win the national championship. And I just think it's going to happen again this year, and I think it's going to happen twice because Arkansas is starting to play like the Arkansas I knew they could play like. And, Michael Qualls is just – last two games, Qualls has been on fire. He had a very impressive dunk. I didn't check to see if it made the SportsCenter top 10. Mike Qualls has been on there four or five times already this season because he's always pulling something every game. But what's really impressed me about Michael Qualls lately is his three-point shot. He was like 4 for 7, maybe 3 for 7, 4 for 7. And that's something we really haven't seen a lot out of Qualls. You'd see something every once in a while, but it's been more consistent. And, you got Bobby Portis, who's probably going to be SEC Player of the Year. I'll just put that out there. I was looking at some of the poll predictions this morning, and and I think they were saying if the NCAA tournament was being selected today, Arkansas would be like maybe the sixth seed out of the Midwest. So it's going to be fun to see what happens these last couple of weeks of the season. We got Mississippi State coming up next. It's going to be fun, and everything's heading towards a showdown with those Kentucky Wildcats, and it's still going to be fun to see if Kentucky can keep that momentum with them go undefeated. I can't remember the last time a team has gone fully undefeated. All right, it's 9:15. We are going to step away, take a quick break. We're going to talk more about the Razorbacks. We're going to tell you about some MMA events coming up in the area for the next couple of weeks. So everybody just hang tight. We're going to be back in about 2.5 minutes right here on the Greg Squirrel Show, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Got chucks on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too. hallelujah. Girl, sent you hallelujah. Girl, sent you hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't.
This portion of the Greg Squirrel Show brought to you by Max Sunglasses. It's all about the high definition lenses. Before we went to break, we were talking about the Razorbacks. I mean, they're just looking awesome. Mike Qualls, Bobby Portis. We got the two freshmen, Beer and Kingsley. Arkansas is getting back to how it used to be when Coach Richardson was there. I mean, I'm not going to take anything away from Stan Hee and Pell. Probably just first name. Anyway, I'm not going to take away from those guys. Good coaches in their own right. But I think Arkansas is maybe one more year away of being a total dominant team. And a lot of people don't think Mike Anderson has the talent or the coaching ability to get us back to the national championship. I think he does. You know, he was on Nolan Richardson's staff when we won the national championship back in 94. Speaking of which, Corliss Williamson, assistant at former Arkansas Razorback. He's now a assistant coach with the Sacramento Kings. He was in at the Arkansas game last night. His number is now officially retired. He has a banner hanging in Bud Walton Arena right next to Sidney Moncrief. So 32 and 34 are officially retired for the Arkansas Razorbacks, and it was great to see Corliss. I've always had great respect for Corliss. Very humble young man, and I can say that being 45 years old myself, I could say very humble. And he said something I loved. He said that he would love, if it's in God's plans, he would love to come back. Maybe someday, maybe as a coach for Arkansas. So there you go. Congratulations, Corliss Williamson, getting his number retired. Once again, congratulations to the Razorback. They just totally dominated Missouri. Mississippi State is next on the schedule. So that's your Razorback basketball. Razorback baseball. They are down in Mobile, Alabama, playing in a tournament down there. I had it pulled up just a second ago, what the schedule looked like. I'll pull it back up here real quick. And the where's the schedule? Here it is. right. Arkansas has a bowling team? Wow, didn't know that. That is not the schedule I'm looking for. Okay. Let's look over here. Baseball. There we go. I'm pulling up. Okay, here we go. Friday, 2 o'clock. Arkansas will take on University of Central Florida. Once again, this is down in Mobile, Alabama, Stanky Field. Saturday at 6:30, they take on South Alabama. And then Sunday, the Hogs got an early riser, 10 a.m. Sunday morning, Arkansas will play the Maryland Terrapins. So that's that. Like I say, jumping back over, Arkansas, Mississippi State. That is on Saturday the 21st at home. That's in Starksville. Then the Hogs are back in town Tuesday the 24th. The Hogs take on Texas A&M. So that's going to be a good game. I may actually have to try to get out to that one. So there's your Razorback sports schedule for basketball, football. Lady Hogs looking very good. They have a game tonight against South Kakalaka, the Gamecocks. And then the Lady Hogs are in action Sunday afternoon as they take on the LSU Tigers. All right, phone lines are open, 323-642-1128. If there's something you want to talk about, call on in. If there's a fight coming up you want to promote, we definitely invite you to do that. The phone lines are always open. I'm a little bit different from most talk shows because I don't go around, begging people to be on my show. I leave the phone lines open. That way, if people do have something they want to talk about, they're more than welcome to call in. All right, let's talk a little MMA. This Friday night, Davenport, Iowa, at the Mississippi Valley Fairgrounds Pavilion, Quad City Fighting Championship. They're going to be having their big event right up there. Got Mike and the crew up there. Great folks to work with. I know they were, I don't know if they got their car filled out. I know Mike sent me a message looking for some fighters that might have been interested in coming up. So I hope Mike got that show filled up. It's going to be another good show. Championship at Davenport, Iowa, at the Mississippi Valley Fairground Pavilion. So if you're listening to the show and you're up in that area, we definitely invite you to get up there, check that event out. March 7th, Adrenaline Fight League is back in action, and they are going to have their big event coming up at the Shrine Mosque Auditorium. Where's my paper at? Because great show coming up. Got some great title fights coming up. Quentin Goody against Kyle Noblet. Brian Ramirez against Eric Newman. Tony Marquez against Josh Weaver. And there was one more I saw. And I tried writing everything down real quick. Bobby Hurd. Where was that fight at? Stephen Pierce against Bobby Hurd. Dean Mighty Mouse Vaughn. He's going to be back in the cage for all you Mighty Mouse fans. He's going to be in there. He's scheduled to take on a gentleman named J.L. Ray. I don't know much about this fighter, but when we get a chance, We're going to get Dean Vaughn, the Mighty Mouse, get him on the show, let him talk about this event. And I love Mighty Mouse. I am glad to see Mighty Mouse back in action. Mighty Mouse had a major broke his leg in a fight last year, and so he missed the later part of 2014. You know, you just don't bounce back from an injury like that. So, but Mighty Mouse, he's back in the cage, and so I try to make friends. I try to be friends with all the fighters out there. And I mean, Dean Mighty Mouse is just one of the coolest guys out there. And so he's going to be back in action March 7th at the Shrine Mosque. Let's go ahead and run down the card. As always, this is a tentative card for this event. Things are always changing. So here we go. Let's see. Kenneth Leffler taking on Eric Clement. Casey Davis taking on Lena Thal. Dylan Rice taking on Matt Wade. Anthony King taking on Corey Huffman. You got Darren McCant against Yerick White. Michael Long taking on Lee Nazarian. Marcelo Fernandez taking on Fred Freeman. As I mentioned, Dean Vaughn taking on J.L. Ray. Owen Foster taking on Tyler Johnson. Rosando Villanueva taking on Sharif Williams. Michael Rivera taking on Sean Swisher. Efren Quintana taking on Eddie McDonald. Stephen Pierce against Bobby Hur. Toby Prett against Nate Cash. Tyler Schmidt taking on Andrew Foster. Cindy Tarango against Brittany Beasy. Harrison Williams against Josh Hobbs. Corey Beck. Brian Franklin against Jeremy Dukes. Tony Marquez against Josh Weaver. Brian Ramirez against Eric Newman. Jason Hansen against Jesse Roberts. And Quentin Goody against Kyle Nava. That's the tentative fight setup as of today. As things always work, fighters drop out for some reason. They're not able to go through with the fight, so they end up backing out. So that is your fight schedule for the Adrenaline Fight League and their next big event coming up in Springfield, Missouri, at the legendary Shrine Mosque Auditorium. All right. I'm trying to think of any other events coming up. Tell you what we're going to do. It's 9:30. We are going to take a quick break. And when we come back on the other side of the break, we'll try to have some more information about some other shows. I know Cage of Honor, they have a big event coming up in Joplin, Missouri. And so we'll work on getting you some more information. But right now, we're going to step away. The Greg Squirrel Show right here on Blog Talk Radio, brought to you by Cherokee Entertainment Mobile DJ Services. All right, we are back on the air right here on the Greg Squirrel Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. This portion of the program brought to you by Nathan Hendrickson, attorney at law, Muskogee, Oklahoma. If you are in a legal representation, give Nate Hendrickson, attorney at law, a call. He will help you out. All right. We did get some more information on the Cage of Honor event. That is March 28th, Joplin, Missouri. So, once again, make sure you get up there and support local MMA. Got a message from the Northwest Arkansas Battle Minor League Professional Football Team. It is my honor to be associated with that team, and they wanted me to mention that they are having a cheerleader tryout. If I can find it. Yeah, cheerleader tryouts for the North NWA Battle Minor League Professional Football Team. Cheerleaders tonight at the Jones Center in Springdale, Arkansas at 6:40. It's going to start around 6:45, somewhere in that neighborhood. So if you want to be a cheerleader for minor league professional football, check out the guys with NWA Battle. For more information, you can go to their website, nwabattle.com. All right. I also want to tell you about our roller derby. February 22nd, which is Sunday afternoon, NWA Roller Derby double header. That's going to be taking place at the Starlight Stadium, 612 North College Avenue. So if you always wanted to watch roller derby, we invite you to get over there and check it out. Got two matchups. It's a doubleheader. Doors open at 5. The first matchup starts at 6. I'm going to say matchup. I have never that's probably one of the few sports outside of soccer that I've never got to announce. So I'm really not sure if they call them first game, first matchup, just what. All I know is, hey, Sunday evening, roller derby at the Starlight Stadium here in Fayetteville, Arkansas, right there on College, near downtown, near the square. I used to watch roller derby on TV. Didn't understand half of it. I just know a bunch of people on skates like to run in. It's kind of like, I always refer to it as pro wrestling on skates, because they just, like I say, they just roll and go around and see who they can beat up. And I forget the scoring, how all that works and everything. But anyway, here's your chance to check out roller derby Saturday or Sunday evening at the Starlight Stadium. Want to pass on some sad news. Portland Trailblazer legend Jerome Kersey has passed away, 52 years old. Don't have a whole lot of detail on his death, so we'll kind of let you up to date when we hear more about it. Duke and North Carolina played last night basketball. Duke defeated North Carolina, and they had a ceremony paying respect to legendary North Carolina basketball coach Dean Smith passed away. And so they had a little, they had a ceremony, and to pay respect to Coach. And like I say, really touch of class by both teams. And so there you go. All right, running down the headlines, seeing what else we can dig up. Danica Patrick was involved in a 3-car accident, Daytona 500 practice. Daytona, just a few days away. They're getting ready for that. Anderson Silva has officially been suspended by the Nevada Athletic Commission. It's a temporary suspension until they're going to have a disciplinary hearing. And so they're going to see what goes on with that. So NCAA has put West Virginia on probation for recruiting violations on 14 different sports, including football. So that coming out of the NCAA. UFC 184 kind of not too far away. And the big fight they're talking about, Ronda Rousey and Kat Zagano. Ronda Rousey has even gone out and said that she feels she will retire from the sport without ever suffering a loss. And Kat Zagano is determined to spoil that dream at 184. Chris Weidman and Vitor Belfort has been rescheduled for UFC 187. That's scheduled to take place in Las Vegas. All right. Like I say, just running down the lines, seeing if we got any other stuff out there that we can pass on to you. Dallas Cowboys are contemplating putting the franchise tag on Dez Bryant. So anxious to see how that works out. Phone lines are open, 323-642-1128, right here on the Greg Skrull Show. If there's something you want to talk about, feel free to call on in here. Well, let's see, back to the headlines as we just kind of look around, see what's popping up. I think that's just about everybody. Baseball, you know, baseball is going to be starting up soon. Spring training, getting started. And everybody is kind of slamming Pablo Sandoval, third baseman for Boston. He was one of the early show-ups for Boston's training camp. And I don't know, Pablo kind of put on a gut during the off season. Matter of fact, there is a picture floating around, and you can obviously tell that Pablo has put on some weight. So I don't know if that's on purpose. I don't know what the deal is, but Pablo, come on, dude. Get it together. Big matchup in the NBA tonight. Dallas and Oklahoma City Thunder are scheduled to lock horns tonight. Don't show where that game is at. I don't know if it's at Dallas or if it's in Oklahoma City, but I'm sure it will be on TV somewhere. So for all you NBAers, There you go. All right. Like I say, just kind of, once again, just hopping around the headlines. That's pretty much it, boys and girls. Of course, hockey's still going on. Hold on, got an itch. Okay. Hockey going on, but we don't like hockey around here. Well, I do keep track of the Stars a little bit. It's coming up on 9:47. So we're going to step out, take our final break. Once again, the Greg Skrull Show brought to you by Cherokee Entertainment Mobile DJ Services for all your DJ, music, and karaoke needs. It is Cherokee Entertainment Mobile DJs. We'll be back in about 2.5 minutes right here on the Greg Skrull Show, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Show 9:44. Final segment of the program today, brought to you by the North NWA Battle Professional Football season. Get started soon. Go to nwabattle.com. Get your season tickets. It's going to be a great season for the NWA Battle. Hope to have James Burkhart, head coach of the NWA Battle. Hope to have him on the air throughout the season, and keep you up to date with what's going on with the NWA Battle. The weekend is here. What are your plans? The band I play with, Ian the Boys Ultimate Party Band, we be playing in Springdale, Arkansas, a little club called Shirley's. Near the Holiday Inn, right next to Waffle House. I believe that's 48th Street. I know how to get there. Don't ask me to remember street names. I just know how to get there. Anyway, Ian the Boys Ultimate Party Band going to be playing at Shirley's Saturday night. Going to get started about 9 o'clock. So if you're in the Northwest Arkansas area, you want to hear some good 80s music, come check out myself and E and the Boys, Elizabeth, Robert, Dustin, Matthew, and myself. And, of course, we got Mr. James running the sound. We are going to have a good time. Going to be kind of an early birthday party for me. My birthday is February 28th, but I am scheduled to be out of town on a business trip. And so going to attempt to make it an unofficial, official, however you want to put it, the official, unofficial birthday party for me. So if any of my friends out there are listening, I definitely invite all of you to come out, have a good time with E and the Boys Ultimate Party Band, Club Shirley's. I think they call it, Shirley's. They're in Springdale, Arkansas. Also got a big show coming up March 14th, E and the Boy Ultimate Party Band, going to be traveling to Benton, Arkansas at Geno's. That's right, legendary establishment down in the Benton, Arkansas area. And we're going to be taking our music to the Central Arkansas. So if any of my peeps down in the Central Arkansas area are listening, yes, we are coming to town. So get ready. We are going to knock your socks off. All right. Once again, got about 11 minutes left in the show, 323-642-1128. If there is something you want to talk about, then we highly and definitely invite you to call on in here and talk about what's on your brain pan, because it is all good right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. All right, all right, all right. All you movie buffs out there, yeah, we're going to talk movies. We've pretty much talked about everything on our list. Got about 10 minutes left. Some good reports coming out about the new James Bond movie, going to be released in November. We're recently filming in Austria. Got everything done in Austria. And so now I believe they're heading to Rome to do some filming over there. Name of the movie is Spectre. And so that's your next James Bond movie for all you James Bondaholics like myself. That's going to be out in November. Also, Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens. I think that's what they're calling it. A lot of good reports coming out about that movie. I'm kind of anxious to see it, you know, see how that movie turns out. All right, so that's pretty much all I got on my game plan today. I hope everybody has a great weekend. Once again, hope to see everybody Saturday night at Shirley's. Arkansas Razorbacks in action against Mississippi State. The Baseball Hogs in action for a three-game tilt down in Mobile, Alabama. University of Central Florida, South Alabama, and the Maryland Terrapins. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, tell your buddies, tell your friends about the Greg Squirrel Show. If you like what you're hearing so far, like I say, call your friends. We are on the air. Oh, wait a minute. What's that out here? Sent me a message that he called in, but for some reason it didn't show up on my board, Dean. So I apologize for that. But we are going to get Dean Mighty Mouse Vaughn, get him on the air next week to talk about his big fight coming up March 7th. It's birthday time right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. Isaac Badger, 24-year-old, Dax Cavender, 46-year-old, and John Limbacher, 46. 5 years old. All right, let's hit the refresh button. Let's take a look at our listeners. Let's take a look at our listener list. Teresa, Gina, Mike, Myrna, April, Kim, Carrie, Janice, Mandy, John, Levi, Deanna, Jessica, Tanya, and Tommy. There you go, boys and girls. All right. Once again, I apologize to Dean Vaughn. I also want to apologize to Matt Damon. Didn't get him on the show. Sorry. I had to do that. I kind of stole that from Jimmy Kimmel. I don't know why his running thing is with Matt Damon. But anyway. All right, all right, all right. We will be back on the air Tuesday, 9 a.m. Don't forget Thursday, 9 a.m. Call your buddies, call your friends, tell them to listen to the Greg Squall Show, and we will be back on the air. We will definitely have Dean. I just confirmed it. Dean Mighty Mouse Vaughn will be on the air Tuesday to talk about his big fight coming up March 7th at Adrenaline Fight League. So, we are getting out of town. Everybody have a great weekend. Be safe. If you're still having snow and icy roads and everything, wherever you're at, please be careful driving because we want to see you the next time the Greg Squirrel Show is in your area. So, until then, hey, we are out of town.
Don't cry to me.
Talk to you Tuesday on the Greg Squirrel Show right here on Blog Talk Radio.
See ya. Here.